talk afterward about the surface and all the injuries, make the lines towards Achilles. Do you think the surface played any role in what happened to that?
I think that's a – I really think that's more of a that's a tough question to answer right after the game, John. I think that's more of a postseason discussion. And I'll review that after the postseason. And I don't make those decisions here, but I'll have some input on that. I can't tell you right now that that's what caused the injury. I haven't even seen the film, you know, or anything like that. So I would just say that's more of a postseason discussion. No. It wasn't. I think it's more relative to the to the groin area, so we'll see how that is. But you know, obviously the bye week's coming at a good time for things like that. So hopefully we'll be able to get him some rest. You know, he's had a heck of a year, and we certainly need him down the stretch. And I think that's one thing that's important that I told this football team. You know, we're sitting here at 4-5. It's not a good loss. You know, we made a lot of mistakes, and we got to coach better, and we got to play better. And I know I say that every week when we don't win, but. We really believe that, but I think that in our experience in this league, there's been many occasions where, you know, we just beat a team, or excuse me, we just lost to a team here that was 3-5 after 8 games last year and ended up going 10-6 and winning the NFC East. I think that this team has to really come together with the coaching staff and figure out what we can do better and try to correct this stuff for the stretch run here, because we're still certainly not out of anything. Yep. Yeah, you know, those are game-changing penalties, you know, and I'll have to see the film, but those can change a game. And some, now that's not why we lost the game, but you know, we made too many mistakes. And again, I have to give Philly a lot of credit. I mean, they're a good football team, very well coached, but you know, those are tough calls in those situations. Yeah, that's frustrating, Brian. No question about it. I mean, that our defense was able to take the ball away like that, and we didn't do more with it offensively is certainly frustrating. It's not, you know, it's tough. It's not from a lack of effort. It's just execution, and you know, like I said, I think this bye week's coming at a good time, and hopefully we can figure out some things we can do better. Hopefully the players can think of things that they can do better, and we keep coming together. Because again, you know, I think we've only played two games in the division. You know, we got a lot of football left. It's a disappointed locker room, but we've got a lot of games left, 7 games, and many of those are at home. We're disappointed for our fans. You know, we had a great crowd. Our crowd is awesome, but we're not playing good enough to win in front of our fans, and that's frustrating too. Yeah. Yeah, it's not. It's too inconsistent. You know, it's just way too inconsistent, and it has to get better. I've got to figure it out with the coaching staff. It's just too inconsistent, and we've got to figure out what type of spark we need. Maybe it's schematic. Maybe it's something else. I don't know, but. We have to come together with our players. We've got really good guys. They're very disappointed. I mean, I really enjoy these guys. They're great guys to work with. They're frustrated that we're close, and then, but you know, close isn't good enough. You know, so we're going to try to get better here over the bye week.
You said you're looking for a spark on offense. Could you possibly make a change?
You know, I think we got to evaluate everything, John. You know, I don't think you can always, like I said, I've said this all along. I don't think you can look at one position and put all the blame on that. But, you know, I think we got to look at as far as what we're doing offensively, schematically, we got to look at that. We got to look at who's playing what positions they're playing, how we're getting them the ball, how we're playing at every position, including quarterback. We got to look at all that, you know. But we certainly, if the blame is pinpointed anywhere, the blame's pinpointed here. You know, we've got to, I've got to do a better job offensively of getting these guys pointed in the right direction. Yeah. You know, That's kind of, Jerome, you know, you got a good point there. Obviously, you've been covering this league for a long time. I mean, but the thing is, though, you know, I've been pretty proud of these guys that step up. You know, last week and this week, we've had inside linebackers that have stepped up. We've had outside linebackers, John Simon, Whitney Merciless, you know, that have stepped up. Brooks Reed has been really playing hurt for a while now. It's no excuse, like you said, but, I mean, these guys have really stepped up. Today, you know, I thought that Dre Hall and Jamal Roll went in there and really just played very competitively. I thought that they made some plays. I think Roll had a pick and Dre made some tackles. But, you know, they're going to get better and better with experience. There is no excuse. When you have a 46-man roster, you try to bring the best roster that you can to the game based on who you're playing. And if something happens that's an injury, the next guy has to step up. Part of that is that you have to look at who's in the game and what is their skill set. You know, are they better man players? Are they better zone players? Things like that. And I thought that at the end of the day, our defensive staff did a good job of knowing who was in the game and trying to call the game that way. You know, that's a lot of experience that Rack has in doing those types of things. And our defense played their hearts out. You know, they did, and our offense did too. Special teams did. I mean, it's not a lack of effort. It's just more about execution and getting these guys going in a better direction.